Track 10, more news stories. Concert boosts RNLI to the tune of £6,000. Generous concert goers donated more than £6,000 to Tynmouth RNLI at one of the summer music shows at Powdrum Castle at the end of last month. The local lifeboat branch was one of the official charity partners for TK Maxx Presents Live at Powdrum, giving the RNLI team the chance to help out at the Teddy Swims concert on June the 25th and fundraise on site. While assisting with VIP wristbanding and front of stage viewing access, the 28 volunteers were able to chat to concert goers about the RNLI and collect donations in the process. Volunteer helm Dave Matthews said, "It was a brilliant event to be part of, and it was great to support our fundraising team. There was a real buzz throughout the evening, and everyone we spoke to was interested in hearing about the RNLI and incredibly supportive of the work our volunteers do." The team raised a total of £6,383, which will help support the RNLI's life-saving work in Tynmouth and around the UK. Tynmouth RNLI fundraising chair Wendy Richards Wood said, "Opportunities like this not only help us raise vital funds, but also help us to engage with thousands of people and raise awareness of the RNLI's life-saving work. We'd like to thank everyone who attended the concert and donated so generously. Raising more than £6,300 in a single evening is an amazing achievement, and every pound raised will help support our volunteer crews as they continue to save lives at sea."
Boss devastated after fire destroys part of business. The managing director of the Jolly Roger life-size model business in Bovey Tracy has spoken of his shock at the fire that destroyed part of his premises. Three storage sheds full of fiberglass models went up in flames last week on Wednesday, July the 8th. Clouds of black smoke billowed from the site, and neighbours were advised to keep their windows shut as firefighters tackled the blaze. The cause of the fire was accidental, but it's not known yet whether the heat wave was a factor. Managing Director Chris Sims told the Mid Devon Advertiser, "It is devastating when something that's taken so long to build up is gone in minutes." He said the models in the storage sheds could be replaced, but you're talking 6 months to replace them, and the actual buildings, they're gone. "The main thing I want to emphasise is that our main building, which has got the cafe and the showroom and the museum, is unaffected, and people shouldn't be thinking we're actually closed, because we're not." Hundreds of messages of sympathy for Chris and his team have appeared on the Jolly Rogers Facebook page, and a crowdfunder has been set up to support them. Chris said, "We've got a great community in Bovey and further abroad. We've had messages from people in Asia that we deal with, and private messages. It's amazing. I'd like to thank everyone who sent us messages and goodwill." Chris, a former watch manager at Bovey Tracy Fire Station, has also thanked all the firefighters who spent about 9 hours in total on site tackling the blaze and damping down afterwards. In a post on Facebook, Bovey Tracy Fire Station said, "At the peak of the fire, there were 8 pumping appliances, 3 specialist vehicles, and numerous officers in attendance. We send our former Bovey firefighter all the support and best wishes as the business recovers from this incident."
Food and drink awards are nothing unusual for Devon, except when the consumers are animals. Sheldon Wildlife Trust has been recognised for its Zoo Food project, in which plants are grown on site to feed its 4-legged residents. The initiative was a runner-up in the horticulture category of the 2026 British and Irish Association of Zoos and Aquariums, known as BIAZA Awards. Sheldon Wildlife Trust Director Zach said, "I'm delighted that the efforts of our zoo food volunteers have been recognised in the annual awards. It shows how hard work and dedication can pay off, not only for a local charity, but also on the national stage." The Zoo Food Project was started last year by Sheldon Wildlife Trust volunteers Harry Coleman and Joe McKenzie. They could see that it would make sense for the zoo to grow its own vegetables, herbs and specialist plants for the animals in its care, rather than buying produce that would need to be packed and transported to Sheldon. They began by cultivating a spare patch of land at the zoo's site at the Ness, and later expanded the project onto two Sheldon allotment sites. Zach said, from providing the perfect heritage tomatoes for our lemurs to fresh, nutritious pickings for our smaller residents, this project lowers our carbon footprint, saves vital charity funds, and gives our animals the freshest, healthiest diets possible. Our zoo food volunteers pour so much love, muscle and green thumb expertise into keeping our grounds both beautiful and functional. To have their hard work recognised on a national level means the world to us. The Biazza Award was the second piece of good news for the Sheldon Wildlife Trust in just a few days. It has also achieved the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria accreditation, which means meeting high standards of animal welfare practices, veterinary care, conservation and safety standards.
Councillors welcome cheque deposit U-turn by Lloyds. Councillors have welcomed the restoration of cheque deposit services by Lloyds Bank at post offices and banking hubs. The major U-turn comes after months of pressure from MPs, councils and industry groups after Lloyds became the only major UK bank to stop customers paying in cheques at post office counters. Earlier this year, Devon County Council raised concerns that the move would hit rural communities hardest. Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, the Council's Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs, wrote to the Prime Minister and Lloyds Banking Group, warning that the loss of cheque deposit facilities would increase financial exclusion and create difficulties for older people, small businesses, farmers and residents without reliable digital access. Lloyds Banking Group has now confirmed it wants cheque deposits to be accepted again at post office branches and banking hubs until the end of 2030, subject to a commercial agreement with the post office. Ashburton and Buckfastleigh County Councillor Stuart Rogers, who is county postmaster, welcomed the change. He said, "This is very good news for communities across Devon. Over the past few days, Lloyds Banking has advised MPs that its decision to remove cheque deposit facilities is being reversed. This follows strong lobbying from MPs, county councils such as Devon and industry groups. It is encouraging that they have listened. Post offices and banking hubs play an important role in keeping essential banking services available locally. This particularly matters for older people, vulnerable residents, farmers and small businesses who still rely on cheques. Sustaining post offices and protecting services for those who need them most is something that unites people across Devon. We will continue working with colleagues and local communities to make sure residents are aware of the changes once the service is reinstated. There are very few things that unite elected representatives, and the sustainability of post office services is one of those areas that achieves democratic support. I urge Devon residents, businesses, farmers and organisations to support Devon Post Office."
Busy weekend for water rescue teams. Local lifeboats and Coast Guard teams were kept busy last weekend as people took to the water during the sweltering heat. Timoth RNLI had four call-outs over 3 days, including one swimmer who needed medical attention on Sunday. If you're heading to the coast this summer, please take care around the water. Choose a lifeguarded beach and swim between the flags.